Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
Genevieve, I'm so pumped to have you here at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. This is an in-depth episode, and we just get to sit and chat.
I am excited. Thank you for having me.
I Wells is one of my best buddies in the world, and I asked him about Paradise this year, and I said,
tell me the scoop. Tell me who was there. Who'd you like? Who did you not like? And he said that you are a doll.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, really?
I promise you.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not on the notes. No, that's like a real story.
That's really sweet. Oh, yeah. My God. No, I loved Bells. Like, I was also like always the center of all of his stories and my facial expressions. He told me, like, I need you in the middle of my stories because your facial expressions are everything. Because I'm just like, like, my face is just crazy. But he is so great. That makes me happy that he said that.
He's really great. I will be his biggest supporter forever and ever.
I will too. And I barely know him, but he's amazing.
My dream one day is for him to be the host of Paradise and for me to be the bartender just so I get to watch him do his thing.
I would love that. Would you want to be the bartender?
Yeah.
I think Wells needs to host.
Yeah, I think
I think everyone thinks that.
Yeah, he's really good. Okay, so you just said he told stories. How does this story time work in Paradise? Because I know we're not going to get them all on television. What goes on behind the scenes?
So Wells will just say it's Wells' story time. And then we all gather around the bar and Wells will tell us something crazy. And it's always something crazy. I'll tell you that.
Like about what's happening on the season or about his life?
No, not about his life. About like people that are about to come in to Paradise. He's telling stories about people that are about to walk down the stairs. And we all know that.
Like, does he tell you the name of the person or
of course.
Oh, okay.
It's on a suitcase.
Really?
It's on a suitcase.
So does this prep you to be interested in the person walking down the stairs or are they always stories that make you go, I would never date that person?
Oh, so this is not this story, but like was not something that would make you want to date this person. Unfortunately, she's a great girl, but this story that was told was pretty bad, I gotta say. And everyone heard it. And then once she came down, I mean, it's kind of tough once everyone heard that story about you to kind of just forget about it and continue. So, she was gone in an hour.
Oh, very quickly. So we get to look forward to that during the season.
Yes, for sure.
I'm going to be tuning in for that. Well, you're a bartender yourself. As we talk about Wells here, did you give him any tips?
I didn't. I think Wells knows better than me. So I just let Wells do his
thing. There's no shot. He's not a great bartender. I love that man.
He's a good storyteller.
Yeah, he's not awesome at making drinks. I've had his drinks. He's good. And he is a bartender by like license.
It's the show. He puts on a good show. While he's but
his drinks are not like top of the line.
I would agree.
All right. So Genevieve, you are back from Paradise. We have a lot to catch up on in your life, not only from Paradise, but from the season that you were on The Bachelor, because there's a lot of things said, a lot of arguments had that we didn't get clarity on. But to start, let's talk about Paradise. As you sit here today, are you glad you went?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I went to Paradise with the hope that I would find my person and get engaged. So I wouldn't say that I regret going because I really went there with a purpose. But after how it went, I guess it's, I don't know. I don't know if I would do it again. I will put it that way.
Was it fun? I hear it's fun.
Who told you that, Ben?
Ashley, my co-host typically loved
Ashley's
Paradise.
Ashley's great, but like...
You can say she's crazy for thinking that.
I love that girl. I'm going to be the one crying.
Oh,
like her.
Good. We need that back.
Yeah, it was tough. It's just hot. It's not much sleep. And like you're just very drained.
Yeah, she did say the sleeping conditions are tough.
Terrible.
Bugs. Snakes around.
They call them Mexican raccoons.
Yeah.
And they come into your room at night and they like dig through your stuff. And so we had one of those dig through Victoria stuff and like take her bubble gum, take her like food. It was weird. He came 3 nights. He peed on our couch.
No way.
I swear. It was so messed up. And then we were just like worried, like, when is he going to show up?
Yeah.
When we went to bed. But
do you not have doors?
We don't have doors. There's no doors. Nope. And it's all like open. There's no windows. There's no AC. And it's just open to the ocean and bugs flying in. It's not cool.
And then you're trying to date.
You're trying to date while being like so hot and sweaty and being so tired. It's almost impossible.
So I've never been able to ask this then, but this brings it up. I watch the show and people are like cuddling on the couches. Or let's say you're in a relationship and you hook up, right? You're rolling around the sheets. How are they doing that comfortably?
So no one went to the boo boom room.
No one. But that's air conditioned, right?
It is.
Okay.
And so that's why I went to Todd and I was like, Todd, I just really need some sleep. And he's like, no. And I was like, damn. But I didn't want to go there with the guy I was with because I wanted to go just to cuddle and have AC. But at the same time, I was like, I didn't want them to make it into something it wasn't. Like, I truly just wanted to like be in AC for once and like cuddle with a guy I liked. But I think that it will turn into something more if you were to do that. So everyone is, no one went.
Everybody was just kind of staying on the beach. Okay, so how are you laying in the cabanas and not just dripping on each other?
Dripping like sweat? Oh, yeah, you are, though. That's the thing. You haven't been to Paradise, right?
I've never been to Paradise, no.
Yeah, you're dripping sweat. It's like you can't even like kiss someone for too long without feeling like too like heated that you need. It's tough.
It sounds tough, but...
I sound like I'm just complaining, but like it's rough.
Well, you're here today in beautiful Las Vegas with me, so yes, you made it through it. There are some storylines that I want to tap into. You know, Shanae is obviously a name you're going to be asked a lot about. Did you have any idea she would be there when you said yes?
I was almost positive Shanae would be there just because I know a lot of people were hoping she wouldn't be there, but... Honestly, she brought a lot to the show, and I knew she would be there, and I was just hoping for the best with it. Honestly, I didn't want any drama like the first time around.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
So, you know, oftentimes in paradise, we see redemption stories. We see things change. Are you and Shanae on better terms today?
So, I'm sure everyone will be shocked, but I went into paradise with honestly not high hopes that Shanae was going to come in and apologize and kind of like just focus on herself. So that's what I was expecting. But when she came in, she really was just focused on herself and her relationship. She didn't step on anyone's toes. She didn't try and mess with anyone. And we actually had a sit down conversation and we both apologized to each other for like whatever we said. And I felt it was genuine before. That's all I said before paradise. I just want to feel like she's genuinely apologizing and I don't want to hold a grudge. I want to move on. And so luckily we got to do that. We really did move on. And like, I became very close with her.
How does that feel for you?
It feels good, but also at the same time, I'm a little worried because of everything that happened on Clayton season. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to associate me with everything negative that has been said about Shanae, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to be, because she was, you know, talking about Elizabeth's ADHD. I don't want to be associated with that. But at the same time, Shanae really came in and tried her best and redeemed herself. So I believe it's right to give her a second chance.
Oh, I think that's very right of you.
I do too.
And it's awesome times what we see in paradise.
Yeah.
People say things and they mess up during their time on the show and then they come on paradise and they either apologize or they've worked on themselves. And how cool is it when you see somebody with in the last 8 months to a year of their life, you know, work on themselves and grow to where we see them again on paradise and they're maybe not a different person, but they're a better person. Isn't that what you want in life? To get better?
Of course. And that's the thing. Like, I even talked to Shanae on Paradise. She was like, I got so much hate. She was like, I want to be myself and I want to show people the real Shanae. And I think she did that. Like, I don't know what happened the first season. You know, like, there's so much manipulation and all that. But she really did come in and apologize. And, like, she did not want to mess with anyone. She really did focus on herself and who she liked and all that. And she wasn't worried about anyone else. And that's all I wanted was an apology and, like, a genuine conversation. And we had that. And it was great.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I'm excited to watch that play out. And
I know. I am too, kind of, because it's crazy. I don't think anyone's expecting it.
No.
No one
is. To see two adults sit down and say, hey, I know this has been hard. I know this has been weird. I know we've hurt each other in the process of this. Let's grow and get better. Exactly. That's good television to me. That's good stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Then we just like, yeah, we both apologized and we were just like, I'm sorry, because we got along very well the first few days in the mansion. And then all that stuff happened and I felt like I had to stick up for Elizabeth against her. But yeah, no, we got along very well in paradise. We definitely become close.
All right, let's talk about your life in between your time on The Bachelor now and paradise. Were you dating? What did life look like? Were you out and about?
So in between Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, it was tough for me. I was going to therapy a lot, not going to lie. Like, I never was into therapy before, but I was like, I need therapy. So I was kind of laying low, honestly, just trying to get through it. I dated a little bit. I'm very picky. I like to meet people in person. Okay. And I also am not someone to go out often, so I don't really like, I don't meet people often. But I was trying to kind of like get back into the swing of things, but I didn't feel right going on dates. I just felt like I needed to kind of like lay low until this season kind of aired. 'Cause it's so stressful. I'm sure, you know, like it's just stressful when the season is airing. I don't think I answered your question. I'm sorry.
No, you did. Yeah.
Did
so you're out trying to date. You don't go out a lot. Did you find it easier or harder to meet people after they knew you were on The Bachelor?
That's a good question. I feel like it's harder because you don't know if they're into you because of you or if because they know you're on The Bachelor. Not that it's like a big thing, but some people think it is, you know, some people are crazy. And so, I think it was more difficult, especially now, or especially between Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know. People thought I was heartbroken, or I didn't want people to have the wrong idea of me if I were going on dates and all this stuff. But I tried, and I just, it wasn't anyone for me.
Is that why you said yes to Paradise? Because you felt like it was an opportunity?
Yeah, for sure. I was so hesitant, and I did not want to do it, but when I, like, I know that it works. I've seen, like, we've all seen it. People are still together from it. And so I truly just want to find my person and have a family. Like, I want to have kids like right now. And so I was just going there hoping I would find someone that I could have that with, basically.
It works sometimes.
It does work sometimes.
Yeah. Ben, my co-host here that's usually sitting right beside me, Ashley, who you guys would get along great. I can tell that you guys are very similar personalities. You mentioned that you are a crier.
Oh,
you're emotional.
I'm a crier.
So are we going to see Ashley Iaconetti type tears?
Yes. Maybe not like, yeah, you're going to see a lot of tears. Like the first few weeks, I couldn't even control myself. Like I was just sobbing. I was so tired. I was so hot. And I just was like crying every day. And then after the two weeks, I think I got kind of numb. It was weird. I got kind of numb and I just had no emotions. It was very strange. But for the first 2 weeks, you are going to see nothing but me crying, unfortunately.
Due to your discomfort.
Due to my discomfort and like how tired I was and how hot it was. And just also like the fact that I didn't have one guy that was there for just me. And that's hard for me.
Yeah.
Obviously. I think it's hard for everyone, but you know, I go on the show to not have that. So,
well,
got to deal with it.
Speaking of guys, there was something in my notes here and I had kind of forgotten, and you brought it to my, you kind of like mentioned it, but I was going to wait for you to explain the whole thing or remind us all of what happened here. There is notes here to ask about the truth behind you and Aaron Clancy. And so if you don't mind refreshing our memories of what that story was, and then we can get into, was it true? Was it false? Is it true? Is it false?
Okay.
So
Women Tell All, most of the women from Clayton season were there, and I was in the hot seat with Shanae. And Shanae and I were just having a conversation. And then I think like, she just didn't really know what to say. And she said, well, I went home and I was sick and I was all this, but you went and fucked Aaron Clancy. And she also said, this wasn't in it, but she said, and you fucked Matt the bartender. I can't. That's why I was so shocked.
Who's Matt the bartender?
A bartender in Toronto that was married. That I never even was in. Like, it was just, so that's why I was so shocked. I was like, you're saying this? He's married. And like, please don't, like, no. So Shanae said that. And I denied it because it is not true. And people really believed it. A lot of people were like, oh, they're going on to just date and all this stuff. And I'm like, it just sucks because that is not the case at all. And I hope that when people watch this, they don't think that is the case. But also, Shanae, during our conversation, she did admit to kind of just saying that.
Yeah.
To just saying that I hooked up with him because she didn't know what else to say. So that is on camera, and hopefully they'll show that because I don't want it to be like I was talking to this person. I was making a plan, trying to get on Paradise and make it far. Like it wasn't like that at all.
How did his name become the one that she used? Were you guys talking or?
So I had met him at a bar. I want to say before Clayton season, like right before Clayton season, and just like introduced myself and said, hi, I'm Genevieve. He's like, I'm Aaron. And like, that was it. I posted a photo of me and him. Silly of me. But that's what she took. And she said, okay, they were together. I think she just took that and ran with it and said, okay, they must have hooked up. But that's all there was. I met him at a bar, and then I was at after the final rose with him, but that's all there was to it.
Okay. So we can be excited about getting more clarity around this situation.
For sure. There will be, I'm hoping there will be clarity because it was talked about on Paradise, and I'm hoping that it will show.
Okay.
Because I don't think I deserve that, and it really wasn't anything between us.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that's so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Well, speaking of guys, then, you've mentioned to me already that you went down to Paradise, excited to try to meet somebody. If we could flash back to Genevieve 6 months ago, who were you most excited about seeing?
Okay.
I'm just asking for three names. You don't need to give me the eight that's in your journal. Just three.
Okay. Okay. I was excited to see Justin Glaze.
Okay.
I've been saying this. I never met him. I just know a good amount of my friends are friends with him, so I've heard good things, and I thought he was very handsome. And I was very excited to meet him. There really wasn't anyone else on my list. I'm big in personalities. If you're so attractive, it doesn't really matter if I meet you and I don't feel a connection with you. So I really felt like I needed to meet everyone to be able to make that decision.
Okay. So yeah. Justin was number one on the list.
He was.
Now, were you open to meeting other people?
The first day before Justin walked down, all I wanted was to talk to Justin.
Okay.
And so that was a downfall of mine. I didn't even try and talk to anyone else because I was stuck on Justin, even though I didn't really even like know him.
Yeah.
So I do kind of regret that, but it didn't last too long. It wasn't like it took up a lot of my time, but I was very excited to meet him, and yeah, it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to.
Ooh, so many teasers this season. Genevieve, I'm very excited to watch you on our screens and get to see more of you. I feel like you're telling me Paradise wasn't necessarily easy on you. I'm excited to watch it not be easy on you.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see the bugs and the sweat and the raccoons and the tears.
No. I hope they show that.
Oh, well, they will.
They better.
From the comfort of my couch.
Our stuff. Peed on the couch. Yeah.
I mean, it's so.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're excited.
I love these stories because people watch this and they're like, this is glamorous. This is paradise. Exactly. These are people that are signing up to go to a beach in Mexico.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not vacation.
It's not.
I
was like, I feel like this is summer camp, but worse. Mm. Like, there's no AC. There's bugs everywhere. It felt like summer camp, but way worse.
Yeah, and this year was extra hot, according to Wells. It was hotter than you.
He said that? Yeah. It was so hot, I couldn't. It was weird. Like, during the day, it would be okay some days, and then at night, so humid, you couldn't even go outside without, like, throwing your hair up. So row ceremonies are rough for me. I will say that.
It's one of my favorite parts is seeing the men standing there in their like linen shirts that are now a different color. And then like
the sweat.
And seeing their like the girl that's on their arm have their arm around them and just knowing that it's just dripping, like they're just dripping. I mean, I love my wife, but if I was soaked in sweat, I don't think she's like putting her arm around me and just resting it on my shoulders. I think she's like, you need to go clean up. Well, Genevieve, as we close out here, if you were to sell this season to the people listening, what would you say? What can we look forward to? Why should we watch?
You can look forward to, honestly, just the unexpected. Mm. I can't stress that enough. Every day that I woke up, I would be wondering what would happen, and it was always something. So every day there's going to be something new to keep you interested. And you're going to see us being very emotional. I know that's interesting to a lot of people. So it's a wild ride and it's crazy, but it's so interesting. And like to see the initial cast and like where we were at the end and how much it changed. It's very interesting. And I think people will be very interested to watch.
It's exciting to watch Paradise always, to see these personalities come out. Genevieve, final question for you. Mm-hmm. We're here at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. Who are you most excited to watch on stage?
So I was so excited when I looked up the
lineup.
The lineup. Thank you. When I looked up the lineup for the iHeart Radio Music Festival, I would say Halsey.
Mm.
Boom. Like, I just want to see her sing Without Me.
Yeah.
I just want to see her sing that. And Avril Lavigne. I know that's crazy, but I want to see her sing Skater Boy. What about you?
I'm a big country fan. So Morgan anytime Wallen. There's a country, Morgan Chase. Wallen is, I do enjoy his music. I believe Maren Morris is here this year, right? Yes. Maren Morris is somebody that I absolutely love. And then Luke Combs. Come on. Artist of the Year? Like, you can't hate on Luke Combs.
Pitbull.
I mean, Pitbull. I don't know how Pitbull continues to show.
That's what I'm saying.
He just continues to show up. He's always down for a good party. I will tell you, Genevieve, every year that I've been here, this is now my fifth time at this festival. It is still to this day one of the coolest things I've ever done. You're backstage with the artist. You're seeing them walk out in costume. You're right up on the stage watching them perform. It's a wild time. It will blow your mind. So get ready. We haven't even seen a show yet. Tonight is the opening party here at the Green Valley Ranch. So we're very excited for this. I'm very excited for you. It is air conditioned, so you're going to be fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Everything's going to stay intact.
No bugs.
No monkeys. No monkeys.
Good. Good. Good.
Just a good time with good drinks. Genevieve, thanks for sitting down with us today. It means a lot.
Thank you so much, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you.
and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.